The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
More F&B outlets caught breaking COVID-19 rules, including one that served beer in metal teapots.
I'm Haryanto Diman.
And I'm Olivia Kwe. You can, of course, subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode.
23 F&B outlets in known hotspots were caught for flouting COVID-19 rules during inspections over the weekend.
The Ministry of Sustainability and the Environment revealed many of the breaches involved groups of more than five people seated together or mingling between tables, as well as serving and consuming alcohol past 10:30 p.m.
One example, an F&B outlet at Orchard Road was found to serve alcoholic drinks from metal teapots after 11 p.m. to 13 patrons. The teapots contained beer, and the bottles of beer sold by the restaurant were concealed at the bottom of the fridge storing drinks.
Another example, an F&B outlet at Jurong East was found to have allowed eight customers to sit together at a long table within the premises. MSE said government agencies are reviewing the breaches and appropriate enforcement actions will be taken. Checks were carried out at a total of 149 outlets.
Just last week, seven F&B outlets at popular night spots, including Le Noir and Coyote Ugly, were fined $1,000 each for failing to comply with safe distancing rules.
Psychologist Dr. Geraldine Tan explains why some people break the rules amid a pandemic, especially at F&B outlets.
People go in there with that awareness that, okay, I can take off my mask. Oh, but it is also a place to socialize, which many people are craving for. So they push a bit of boundary. Okay, let's go in as a group of, you know, six or eight, and you sit at that table and I sit at this table and I push it a little bit more. And, you know, never mind, you know, we'll just say that we are family, but they're not, you know. Yeah. When we are locked in for far too long, the brain starts to find ways and means to break out of that imprisonment, and you know, it'll start to rebel. Right. And where you collectively do it, you have that power of strength and you hide behind that.
As COVID-19 drags on, if you're getting tired of the restrictions and getting tired of the new normal, you're not alone.
That's right. Pandemic fatigue is a real challenge for many people, and health professionals are seeing more cases of people feeling the effects of the crisis.
Doctor, if you could share with us, you know, what are some cases you've seen related to COVID fatigue, and what signs do we look out for in someone experiencing fatigue or anxiety from COVID-related stress?
Yeah, there have been more and more cases over the last few weeks coming in for irritability, a lot of anger issues that they have never experienced before. And they cannot understand why they are experiencing such anger. There's another bulk of them that complain of insomnia. So they come in and say, Jerry, I can't sleep. I keep waking up in the middle of the night. So these are a few things that they come in complaining about. These can be cases that have already been ongoing, and they start to develop such signs and symptoms. Others have been discharged for many years and they come back and say, I don't know why I'm feeling this way. My depression, my anxiety seems to have come back with a vengeance, and they feel very disappointed. There are others. There's another big group which is really feeling this, which are our young students, especially those taking the national exams, who have heightened anxiety, you know, very, very stressed. So these are different groups of clients that have come in complaining about different symptoms, but all belong to the COVID fatigue.
Well, Doctor, you mentioned anger, insomnia. So let's say we know somebody who has, you know, talked to us about, you know, experiencing these things, and, you know, and perhaps, you know, our good intention is to, you know, encourage them to seek help. So what signs do we look out for besides, you know, anger or, like, you know, talks about insomnia?
This whole heightened fear, right? So there's a lot of tension that we notice in a person. The very uncharacteristic explosion, perhaps, or more frequent meltdowns that we see. And it doesn't have to be very rational. Sometimes you go like, I don't know why I'm crying, but I'm just crying many times a day. or I'm getting angry at the smallest things. So when we see that there is a difference in their behaviors, in how they present themselves, we can ask them, you know, is there something going on? Would you like, you know, someone to kind of check in with you or talk to you? And we encourage many of them not to wait until there is an issue, because by the time they have an issue, you're waiting for a diagnosis. But we don't want to just give a diagnosis when, in actual fact, you know, talking about it, expressing yourself can just help to ease during this period of time.
Doc, of course, you know, these are unprecedented times. It's a very much a learning process. So in such circumstances, in what ways will fatigue progress to something worse? And what are some symptoms or conditions that we should be concerned about?
So emotions are a strange thing, right? When it is prolonged and you have heightened anxiety, you have heightened negative emotions, it plays on the mind and it stays on the mind. And sometimes the body and the brain forgets how to relax. It forgets how to recalibrate itself. So it then shifts into more serious form. And for some people, if they're very vulnerable, becomes depression or anxiety, or if they're already predisposed, that means they have history of depression, anxiety, or some mental health issues, it can move into that quite quickly.
Doctor, let's shift a little bit to another topic. Now, given Singapore's low community cases of late, but continued strict safe distancing rules, do you think that leaves people more frustrated?
Where there is no end in sight, I think the brain is very confused, right? It's like, I want it to all end, but I don't know when it would end. It's being imprisoned without knowing what your jail term is, right? There's no end in sight. So that kind of plays with the mind and go, this is hopeless, this is helpless, I am stuck. And it does eat into whatever, you know, strength and energy that we have left. So that's why it causes us a lot of fatigue. And many of us would recognize waking up in the morning and go, hey, it's more of the same thing. And, you know, it's winter on my mouth all every day, all the time, because I have to wear a mask on my mouth, you know. But that is not normal under normal circumstances.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Tan. It's a pleasure to speak with you.